children notoriously don't listen very well. But they never fail to imitate. So what are we demonstrating? It's not about what we say. They're going to do what we do. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series. And man, that is one of my many strong reasons for doing things like consistently weight training, like consistently avoiding sugar, like consistently cleaning up after myself. There's so many things that I want my kids to do, and it's not about what I say. Isn't it so true? I mean, my kids are young. I have a 2.5-year-old and two almost 1.5-year-old twins, and notoriously they don't listen, but they always imitate. And that is kids. That is what children do. And you might not be a parent, but you probably do have influence over a young person that you care about. And if you're not doing it for yourself, what about what you're demonstrating that they are going to imitate? Maybe this is your kids. Maybe this is your grandkids. Maybe this is a niece or a nephew. But they're not going to do what you tell them to do. They're going to do what they see you do. Now, this should not be the exclusive driver of whatever change you're trying to make. One of the things that I say all the time is that it's not enough to have one reason. Even if it's a huge reason, you have to have many strong reasons. And setting an example for my kids is a huge one. And if you don't have kids yet, you don't want to have to figure this stuff out when you're also trying to care for children, because behavior change gets harder when you have a bunch of kids, because there's just more demanded of you and more on your plate and less time and less flexibility. So you want to do these things now. But I think about what I want my kids to catch from my behavior, because these things are caught, not taught. And it extends to everything. My attitude, the way I respond to people, the way I respond to frustration, how I make time to work out. I don't want them to see me saying, I didn't have time to work out today. I'm too tired to work out today. I'm too stressed to work out today. I got home late, so I can't work out today. I want them to see that that is a priority, in the same way, even more so than something like brushing my teeth. They're not going to hear or observe me saying that I don't have time to brush my teeth. What is it that you are demonstrating around food, around the way you interact with your own body, the way you interact with other people, the way you manage your finances, the way you care for your home? They're not going to listen. They're going to do what you do. Where is there an opportunity in your life today to practice doing a little better, doing more of what you say you're going to do, being more of who you say you want to be, kids or no kids? Where is there an opportunity today for you to show up as the person you say you want to be? Identify that opportunity and capitalize on it. I'll see you tomorrow.